in the concept of karma works, what is the role of prayers? Yes, karma is a mechanical process of law of action and reaction. God is not the cause of the system. God exists beyond the system and he oversees the system. But the purpose of karma is not simply punishment or not even disciplining. It is actually reformation. And if somebody is willing to reform, then there is no need for the punishment to come. So even in our judicial system, if say someone is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment, but in the jail they behave well, their sentence can be decreased to 5 years. So similarly, the principle of karma is that to action we'll get a reaction. But there is a purpose, it's not mechanical. This action will have to give this reaction. What is the purpose of it all? That is important. So the purpose is to help us live more in harmony with our essential spiritual nature. To become good human beings, to become godly human beings. To the extent we do that, the law of karma doesn't need to operate. So I'll give an example to how and explain how God can intervene amidst the principle of karma. Suppose there is a teacher. Suppose there is a student who is not done the homework, and the teacher is very strict. The teacher is, mother knows that the teacher is going to punish the child. So show your hand, stick is going to beat the child. So then the mother doesn't want the child to be beaten. But at the same time, the mother doesn't want the child to be lethargic, to be irresponsible. So therefore, what the mother does is, when the child is going to school, the mother puts a nice thick glove on the child's hand. And the child goes to school and she says, "Have you done your homework?" "No." "Come here. Show your hand." So the stick hits, but it does not hurt because the glove is protecting. So the mother is like God, Krishna. The teacher is like material nature. And we are like that errant child. So by our karma, by not doing our homework, we are supposed to get some punishment. But if we pray to Krishna, not just pray to Krishna, but we absorb ourselves in the remembrance of Krishna. Machittaha sarva durgani matprasadantarishya. If we absorb ourselves in Krishna, then the result of that is that absorption becomes like a glow for us. And the distresses of the world may come, but they won't hurt us that much because our consciousness will be absorbed in Krishna. Many times when problems come, it is not just the problem that troubles us. It is our mind which goes on a hyper-imaginative drive. Oh, this will go wrong, that will go wrong, that will go wrong. That troubles us much more. It is not just reality that hurts us. It is resentment of reality that hurts us much more. So if we are supposed to go for a picnic, and just before the day of the picnic, we get a flu and fall sick. Now getting a flu is not very painful. We just have to be in bed, we feel a little weak. But our mind is beating us. Why did this happen? All my friends are enjoying. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? And that resentment that I got flu, that hurts me more than the flu also. But if we connect ourselves with Krishna, if we absorb ourselves in Krishna, then that resentment doesn't come because the mind gets a fulfilling engagement. So by the intervention of Krishna, even if some karmic reactions come upon us, they get minimized. And that's how Krishna exists above the world, above the law of karma, and he can intervene in response to our prayers to minimize whatever reactions we might be getting.